From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office has issued new evacuations for the Hayden Pass Fire. Those on Fremont County Road 35 and the Eagle Peak Subdivision on the west side of County Road 1A should evacuate. Other mandatory evacuations remain in effect. There's a community meeting tonight at the Cotopaxi School Gym at 7 and another tomorrow in Custer County at the East Gym of the high school. That one is at 2 p.m. Colorado voters could decide to double the tax on cigarettes this November. The last time it went up was in 2004. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
Spearheading the initiative is the Campaign for a Healthy Colorado, a coalition of more than 50 groups. One of those groups is the Colorado Children's Campaign, a child advocacy organization. Erin Miller is the vice president of health initiatives for the nonprofit. She says they were prompted to action by news cigarette sales were up in the state, the first time in over a decade.
The current tax rate on cigarettes is behind the national average. So we thought it was a good time to reexamine that tax in an effort to really do two things. First, to decrease the use of cigarettes and tobacco products generally, especially among youth who are very sensitive to price increases, and also among pregnant women.
Miller says the tax hike could reduce smoking rates and raise millions for research and health services for Coloradans. The coalition has to collect almost 100,000 signatures to get the question on the ballot. The deadline is August 8th. I'm Laura Palmisano.
This is KRCC News.